We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Well, I remain hopeful on the Sixers. Now, believe me, I have trepidation. I mean, they are in some trouble, but they put a parking lot on a piece of land where the I don't think it's over, but they better get their act together real quick. You know, Nick Nurse talked about the end of game two. And I also got, you know, the Kinks going right now. What a great song. My God. Although it's a little weird because this guy's watching his sister, you know, get kissed.
It's not that weird, actually. So since you brought this up, we've had people tell me, no. His sister died of a heart attack at a dance hall. And this song is all about wanting to watch his sister dance one last time. So he wanted
to see his sister get kissed.
Bro.
You're saying his actual sister, or he's writing a song about
I'm saying his actual sister died of a heart attack in a dance hall. Ray Davies' sister died of a heart attack in a dance hall, and this song is all about wanting to see her happy and in the place where she was happiest.
I'm sad about this song.
That's why I'm cutting you off and saying, all right, it's not. Since the last time we've talked about this, I have found this out. So it is, it is not as weird as it's more of just an ode to his dead sister.
All right, well, Seltzer's, is he bringing us down on this
really
thing?
Really deep.
I'm not going to let you sit there and, like, you know, say I'm trying to help out.
I mean, there's other ways to make an ode. You don't have to have your sister hooking up with some other random guy.
I'm just telling you this story. I'm sure it's not some random guy.
Okay, we'll hook it up with the neighborhood Bob.
All right.
This day is not starting out well.
All right, let's get to Nick Nurse.
Just say it's a nice moment and a nice song, and I'm going to stop, you know. A
couple days ago did not end well with that disastrous end of Game 2. Nick Nurse commented on it yesterday. Here's Nurse yesterday on the end of Game 2.
Feedback from the NBA about the officiating.
Clock hit midnight after that game, and I moved on.
Okay.
I always give it till midnight, and then we move on. Get ready for the next one.
Nick, can I follow up kind of on that? How much thought did you, after Brunson hits the three, how much thought did you put into calling a timeout right there so you could have taken the ball out at half court and used the whole court?
Yeah, I explained that after the game. I what we do and what you saw us do is what we do is Kyle always races to the ball really quickly, as he did. He turns, he takes a look. Normally, if he doesn't have it right away, we take timeout. And that's kind of what I waited for him to do that. Obviously going back now, you say, oh, geez, I sure wish we would have taken it right away when the ball went in. But that's like anybody can make those decisions after the game. But that's what we do. Probably done it 40 plus more times with Kyle that exact way.
Look, anyone that's watched the Sixers this year can envision what he's talking about. Lowry, and he's been doing it for 15 years. Lowry races to the ball to inbound. He does it multiple times a game. This just happened to be with seconds left in the game. If you really translate what Nick Nurse just said, he just basically said, I can't believe my veteran point guard didn't take a timeout on his own. That's basically what he just said.
Exactly. Couldn't have been more clear.
All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, one other piece of audio. If we're going to go coach, let's go other coach. I know this will irritate people, but I will tell you, I respect what Tom Thibodeau's doing, even though he's crying like a baby. Here's Tom Thibodeau. He's asked about the final two-minute report, which obviously indicated that the Sixers got jobbed, as they did. But he does an all-time pivot because he, too, wants to try to buy future calls. Listen to what Tom Thibodeau says yesterday when asked about the final two-minute report.
I'm more concerned with the 46-minute report. No, and that's and I mean that. You know, I knew they couldn't call a foul there. I'm watching the way Jalen's being guarded.
This guy. This guy, man, he's trying to buy calls for Jalen Brunson tonight.
It'll work by him.
Listen, it's worth a shot if you can.
Knows what he's doing.
Doesn't mean
he
I
knows
can't
he's going to be at a deficiency tonight. 100%. He's trying to get any call he can get.
100%. And Rhea, I think you were so right yesterday when you brought up in 2001, George Karl, in my opinion, was the most annoying any opposing coach had ever been in any series against a Philadelphia sports team. Like, I hate it. I remember walking through Manioc in 01. I guess it was May 01. My buddy is totally drunk, and he is just MFing George Karl up and down the street at Manioc at like 2, 3 in the morning. I mean, George Karl got under all of our skin. Thank God the Sixers won the series.
Irritant. Right. Totally
very
irritant.
And by the way, Jordan can't stand him. A lot of people in North Carolina don't like him. I mean, apparently he's kind of a jerk. All right, let's go to Glenn in Center City. Hello, Glenn.
Hello. A little bit more reserved today. But after watching that Heat game last night.
Yep.
Ow.
I don't know who's the general manager of Miami, but they did a hell of a job. I can't tell Daryl Morey needs to step his game up.
Random players can
play last night.
That's right. Random players can help make a difference, and the Heat have been doing it for years now. And that was an incredibly impressive win by them last night.
I mean, those guys, I mean, that boy Caleb Martin, he played possessed last night. After they were booing him, because he really didn't try to hurt Tatum in game one. It was just an accident. But I tell you one thing, those cats came to play last night, which means anybody can get beat on any given night, and the Sixers bench better show up tonight. What's going to be lights out?
Well, they better. You're exactly right, Glenn. Glenn, you are more. You were fired up the other day. I mean,
fired up might be putting it lightly.
Yeah, yeah.
Glenn,
here's what I need from you. I need some here. I need 10 seconds. No, 15 seconds from you. If you were given the honor of giving the pregame pep talk to the Sixers tonight. Glenn,
thing they hear before they take the court, Glenn.
All right, Glenn, you got 15 seconds, sir. The pep talk to the Sixers, the floor is yours.
Okay, guys, we done got one taken from us. Now it's time to get it back. And we're going to have to come out there, rebound, get some offensive rebounds. And I'll tell you one thing, we need to get some fast break points and make sure we turn those Knicks over and make sure we get this W for our Sixers fans. Let's go.
Yeah, you gave us a 4 out of 10. You didn't give us this.
Now you better get your head out of your ass.
You didn't give us this.
Enough is enough. Start playing with some jam in here. Let's go.
You didn't give us this.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
We did kind of put him on the spot.
Well, too bad.
That was a good try, Glenn.
All right, Glenn. Keep calling, man. Good stuff. 215-592-9494. Speaking of tonight, let's get to today's Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. It is truck season at Armin. Available 2.9% financing for up to 72 months on all new light-duty Armin Silverados. Together, let's drive to ArminChevy.com. Today's poll question. All right, so two different things happening tonight. I mean, both massive. Poll question. Which interests you more for tonight? A, the Eagles with the NFL draft. B, the Sixers with Sixers-Knicks game 3. Which interests you more? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. By the way, when you do, in honor of, the reality that way, way, way back in the day in the 1940s was when President Truman, becomes president and he finds out, hey, we got this thing called the bomb and we might be able to use it in the war. So Truman gets that information in a meeting. Now, that meeting, obviously, a famous meeting in history. We'll ask you today at 215-592-9494 to give us a meeting you wish you were in. I would like to hear certain pregame pep talks, postgame talks. I would have loved to have been in the room before, after game two, but before the reporters came in. Like, what were the players thinking and saying in the 5 minutes or 10 minutes before the reporters got in? You know, John, I have a friend who, when Jeremiah Trotter got thrown out of the first game in 2005, this wasn't a meeting, by the way, just as a point of reference. So Trot gets thrown out. He has his interaction with Ike. Trot gets thrown out before the game is played. Eagles lose a close game, 14-10. When Trot goes back into the locker room, because he's kicked out of the game before it starts, my buddy worked in the Georgia Dome, and he told me he was the only person in the Eagles locker room when Trot went back there and said Trot was just exploding. No one else in the room, but he's furious. Now, that's not a meeting, but my point is that kind of insight into a moment in history moment in sports, whatever it might be, whoever comes up, because that would be fascinating to know, like when Truman found out, hey, we've had this bomb thing going. By the way, FDR never told you. But maybe we'll use this in the next year or so. All right, give us a great answer for what is a meeting you wish you could have sat in on, heard, been a fly on the wall at. Whoever comes up with the best answer is going to win a $100 gift card to Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon, the secret to spoiling the mom in your life this spring. Three locations, Glen Mills, Springfield, and Center City at the Lowe's Hotel. Visit them in person or online at josephanthony.com, where gift cards are available, josephanthony.com. John, what is a meeting you wish you could have been a fly on the wall at?
Yeah, I thought this was neat. I read the founders of Apple. They met in 1971. You got Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak. Wozniak was in college. Jobs was still in high school.
Dorks all of them.
Sort of.
No, dates until they got $1 billion.
Maybe. That helps.
The reason they were initially meeting up and introduced was Wozniak's friend said, you should meet Steve Jobs because he likes electronics and he also plays prank.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Thanks.
Wow.
That sounds...
What a random thing to meet over. That's incredible.
What a kick in the pants.
It is. All right, Seltzer, give me an answer here. A meeting you wish you were a fly on the wall.
It's a haymaker. It's, a kind of a meeting. The meeting between Al Cowlings and O.J. Simpson in that Bronco.
Yeah.
As they're driving along, like, what the hell were they talking about? What happened?
Boy, you're not kidding. You're not. Wow. It is kind of a meeting. It's kind of a meeting.
Well, right? You know
what? You're in the gray zone there, but I get what you're doing. Rhea, when you think, and again, everyone at 215-592-9494, in addition, everything with the Eagles in the draft tonight, obviously the Sixers in game three, and an irritating Phillies loss. Rhea, what do you got for a meeting you wish you could have heard everything that went down?
I've always been fascinated by this story, but the meeting that Barry Goldwater and Rhodes had with Nixon the day before he resigned, where they told him he basically had no support, was going to get impeached.
Yeah,
because of Watergate. Because Nixon supposedly had an explosive temper. I would have loved to have been there for that.
Well, he had dug his heels in for months. Yeah. I didn't know Goldwater was one of the main people that told him, like, it's time. I did not know that. Look, give us a great – that is a great meeting to have been at, if you could have. Give us a great answer. I mean, obviously, if you want to go into history, Grant and Lee at Appomattox, you know, the end of the Civil War, and the way that whole thing went down would be a haymaker. Give us a meeting. I mean, there's sports stuff. Trades being discussed. There's so much through the years I would have loved to have heard. Best answer wins the Joseph Anthony gift card. All right, Malik in Mount Airy. Malik, good morning.
Good morning. I'm hoping Howie does something to rebuild our defense. Offensive linemen, not saying they come dime a dozen, but they're a lot easier to acquire with Stoutland on board because we can literally go find somebody from Australia and he'll be an all-pro.
Let's not oversimplify that process. That is a pretty miraculous.
I agree, John.
Yeah, that story is incredible. But Stoutland is an incredible coach. He can do amazing things, but you need the right raw materials to start.
I'm not saying this. What I'm saying to you is, spending a first, second, or third rounder on a lineman is not necessarily as serious as fixing your defense. That being said,
I agree.
A fourth rounder that's willing to be taught and has, let's just say, decent skills can be fine tuned into playing our offensive line. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's you know, you can go get some random guy off the street. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is Howie has found some jewels literally from Australia. That's all I'm saying. He's found jewels along the way. But that being said, we need to have our defense completely reconstructed.
I agree.
Especially with losing Hassan Reddick this year.
Well, Reddick and Cox. You know, but Malik, the good thing is they've begun the process, you know, CJ, GJ and stuff. But I agree with you. They need to do more. Malik, give me a great answer, a meeting you wish you had been at.
When Barack Obama walked back, he said it. When he saw it on the TV, he walked back into his room with his wife, and they had a small meeting. I would have loved to know what he said to his wife or what she said to him. for that very moment, right before they drove out to that park and announced that he was the next president of the United States.
And that was in Denver or Chicago? I think Denver was the convention.
Chicago.
She's from Chicago.
Yeah, that's right.
They met and they were in their mother's house, and they stepped off to the side, and he said she talked to him for like 5 minutes. Then they started talking to their family. But I would have loved to know exactly what you're saying to your husband or what you're saying to your wife after you just realize I am the first person of my color ever do this. And it hasn't been done since.
It's a fascinating answer, Malik. It really is. 215-592-9494. I'll give you the answer to, it's not so much a meeting but a moment that we otherwise wouldn't have known unless Tyrese Maxey had not talked on the record. But he did yesterday because 2 days ago, Maxey is named the NBA's most improved player. Yesterday, he talked about the process of finding out that he was the NBA's most improved player. And for Game of Thrones fans, you'll like that he's a Game of Thrones devotee. Here's Maxey on that moment when he found out.
I was laying on my couch watching Game of Thrones. There's a really good episode going on, and I had like TNT playing in the background on the laptop. And once I heard, oh, Tyrese Maxey, I'm like, all right, let me get up, pause the show, and do the interview. So it was great.
Which episode?
Season 3, episode 9. I couldn't stop, and I already watched it, but I couldn't stop in the middle of it because I knew Robb Stark was about to kill him. So I was like, I got to relive this. So it was pretty good.
That's so good. It's so good. Listen, anyone that really knows Game of Thrones, if you say season 3, episode 9, I think most people know where that's headed. But he goes.
I don't. I don't do that.
You should know that, John.
Yeah, I love the show. That might be the only one.
Johnny, in Game of Thrones, I think more than most shows, the haymakers were typically the second to last episode of a season.
Penultimate.
And then the aftermath would be like the final episode of the season.
Same with The Wire, most times.
Did it?
Yeah, a lot of shows. I mean, like, I won't do spoilers, but certain big deaths happen usually the episode before the finale and all that.
One in season 3 as well?
Perhaps season 3, yes, exactly.
215-592-9494. Coming up, Joe Conklin putting something together for us for the Sixers back at home, game 3 tonight versus the Knicks. We'll get to Conklin's masterpiece and more. Your phone calls, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. And a most improved player, Tyrese Maxey. Congrats to him. That was pretty cool. On 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.